Please silence your electronic devices as we listen to Kathy's prelude. That was wonderful, Kathy. Thank you. Well, good morning and welcome to First Christian Church on this first fall Sunday of Mountain Standard Time. For those of us who love to sleep in, that extra hour of sleep is cherished, but I know a lot of people like the experience of daylight saving time better. But no matter what, it's a joyous day to be in worship. And we're so glad you're all here. Please look over the announcements very carefully. There are quite a few today. And before I mention those, Pastor Cynthia left a note about the pumpkin patch final sales total. The final total was $21,205.90, and that means that a profit of 35%, that First Christian Church gets a profit of 35%. Now, hours worked, the preschool worked 41% of the hours, so their portion is $2,055. The Boy Scouts worked 14% of the hours, so their portion is $732. The Cub Scouts worked 9% of the hours for $492. And CWF earned $311 with the bake sale. So the church worked 36% of the shifts. We will be giving the Olivia Caldwell Foundation, which is a foundation for child cancer research, $1,000. Okay, then looking at the announcements in the bulletin, note that Sunday the 19th will be our annual Thanksgiving dinner at noon in the fellowship hall, followed by decorating the church. There's a sign-up sheet where you can write whatever you would like to bring. It's on the diaconate bulletin board. Also, on the 19th, is Consecration Sunday, so that's the day to bring your pledge card to place in the offering tray. The other announcements, notice there's a nativity display in downtown Casper in case you have a creche set you'd like to bring. Also, read over the information about Operation Shoebox and see what you might be able to do to help the youth. I know it says that each package costs $9 to mail, or each box, so I'm sure some financial help would be appreciated. There's also a special note for Handbell members. The hanging of the green service will be November 26th, led by the elders, as Pastor Cynthia will be visiting family. Michelle has an announcement, and I don't know if there are any others, but Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, there you are.
I'm magical.
Yes, you are.
Anyway, the date and time have been set for the night in Bethlehem. It's going to be December 3rd from 3 to 5, since it's a school night, so we don't keep the kids up too late. And there will be a brief informational meeting after church today in the fellowship hall for anyone who is interested in helping out with it. Thank you.
Okay, after we stand to greet each other, we're going to be singing a new hymn today. It is entitled Today I Live, and it's number 616. It's a very appropriate hymn for All Saints Sunday. So Kathy's going to play it all the way through one time so we can listen to the melody before joining in. Now please stand and greet one another.
No, you look. Thank you.
Please join me in the call to worship. The souls of the righteous are in the hands of God, and no torment will ever touch them.
In the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be an affliction.
And their going from us seemed to be their destruction.
But they are at peace.
Those who trust in God will understand truth, and the faithful will abide in love.
Because grace and mercy are upon God's chosen, and God watches over the seers.
Dear Lord, we come to you this morning remembering our loved ones no longer with us and longing to see them again. We come facing our own mortality, yet knowing we have living to do, and we will do that best walking beside you. We put our trust in you, praying the prayer you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Our hymn of prayer today is Abide With Me. If you would turn in your hymnal to page 636, we will sing the first and last verses. At this time, our children are dismissed to go to children's church and Sunday school. A special time has been prepared for them, and they can follow our adult leaders out of the sanctuary. As we prepare to share in prayer, I encourage you to look at the back of your bulletin at our prayer list today. We have quite a few additions to that list. As we share these joys and concerns, I encourage you to take a prayer card from the pew rack in front of you. write a note to someone who needs to know you're praying for them today, and then place that card in the offering tray later in the service, and the church will send it to them. Or if you are mindful of someone who is not a member of the congregation and you'd like to give them a prayer card, you're welcome to take it with you and deliver it or mail it yourself. Our card chart this morning is for someone that you think of as a saint in your life, someone who has blessed you, someone who, just because knowing them, your faith in God is strengthened. Write a note of appreciation or prayer for that person this morning. We continue to pray for many who are living with cancer. An update from Dave Baker in Washington State. He's been undergoing treatment for colon cancer. He will have surgery this week and requests prayers that that goes well. A Timothy of our congregation, Lon Oliver, has asked for prayers for Maria. Lon serves in Kentucky. His wife, Maria, has had knee replacement. Prayers of healing for her. Henry Tanner is Darlene Bishop's grandson, and he's at the Mayo Clinic. Prayers of good treatment for him, that they can find answers and help him regain his strength and health and his life to the fullest. A joy to share, Mike wants to announce that the pie sale last Sunday raised $120. And that will be added to what the youth earned at their craft fair that they hosted. The $120 from the pie sales is specifically designated to help with international affairs seminar expenses for youth traveling to New York and to D.C. Other names added to our list. Karen Ray will have surgery tomorrow to replace her knee. Carol Sage's son-in-law is having a second surgery this week to treat his elbow. Prayers for Lois Purvis, who will have a new hip tomorrow. She wants prayers specifically not just for her, but for the doctor and the surgical team. So she feels prepared. She wants them to be prepared. Lois also asked for prayers for her sister Betty, who lives in Wichita, Kansas. Betty will be getting a new knee on Wednesday. There's a third sister in the family who needs no replacement joints, so prayers of health for all three of them. Our missionary that we're lifting in prayer this week is Mark Bale, who serves in Lesotho. And this morning, Sarah Williams is at the CYF retreat at Bethany Christian Church in Farmington, New Mexico. Prayers for all of our CYF from across the region who are there. The prayer partners that you can send greetings to by signing the sheet at the back of the sanctuary are the members of Heart of the Rockies Christian Church in Fort Collins and their pastor, Reverend Melissa St. Clair. Charles and I would like prayers for a friend of ours, Sharon Warren, who lives in Illinois. She was struck just last week with severe paralysis. She has undergone extensive treatment at the University of Chicago Hospital. They are still running tests to determine the cause of this. Sharon has lived with cancer for many years. She struggles with migraines. She is the mother of 10 children, and so prayers for their whole family. It is a challenging time for the Warrens. Are there others this morning that we want to add to our list, joys we want to share, other concerns to name? Darlene. Prayers of healing for Kellen, who had emergency appendectomy yesterday. It's quite not something that a bride plans to have happen on her wedding weekend. So we are glad that she is well and will recover. Belle.
I'd like prayers for Dan, my son that comes sometimes. He's really having a struggle with life and mostly to find a place to live right now.
prayers for Dan Bilbesi as he struggles to find housing and just struggling in life right now. Kristen. Prayers for the Huttons, whose mom died with cancer. This morning, I would invite us to pray in a slightly different way than we do most Sundays. I name aloud again in prayer all the concerns that we have shared. This morning, I would invite us to pray for groups of people, and I will lead that time. Concluding each segment of prayer, I will say, Lord, in your mercy, and I invite you to respond, hear our prayer. Let us pray. O God of grace and glory, we give you thanks on this All Saints Sunday for the saints among us, even for ourselves, though we feel unworthy to be called by such a title. We give thanks for saints who have gone before, for those who have lived visibly holy lives, and for those who have struggled to know you more. For all the saints, we give you thanks. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those that we have named this day who are recovering from surgery and facing surgery. We pray for doctors and medical staff and the procedures that they will offer to bring your healing to patients. Lord, we pray for those whose hearts are heavy with grief or uncertainty, who struggle with burdens in life. O God, the great physician, we pray for healing physically, spiritually, emotionally, and mentally. We pray for healing in our world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O gracious God, we give thanks for those who answer the call to serve. We thank you for missionaries and ministers and the work they do. We pray for ourselves as we step forth this week as people of faith, asking that through our words and actions, others may be drawn closer to you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O God of all the world, we pray for people in need on our own city streets, in lands affected by hurricanes in Texas, Florida, the Virgin Islands, and Puerto Rico still recovering. We pray for those who live in war-torn lands and for people who know their lives are threatened because of political tension. We pray for world leaders and community leaders that your wisdom might be made evident. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. O gracious God, we lift to you prayers spoken aloud this day, names and circumstances shared in Christian community. We also lift to you the silence of our own hearts now, praying even for those things we cannot put into words. Listen, Holy One, as your people pray. For all prayers spoken aloud and whispered in our hearts, O God, we are humbly thankful that you hear and respond. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen. Oftentimes when I meet with a bereaved family and make plans for a funeral or a memorial service, I encourage them simply to talk about their loved one, to share stories of mom or dad or whoever's life it is that we are preparing to celebrate. One of the questions I often ask is, did he have a favorite food? Was there something that she loved to eat or she loved to fix? It's amazing how often families' faces light up right away and they can name that food, that meal, that recipe, that restaurant that really is the heart of memory in a person's life. It is no surprise that Jesus asks us to remember him through a meal, through sharing food together at a table, through eating and drinking. It's almost as if somehow the mouth and the stomach are connected with that part of the soul that stores sacred recollection. If we were to look through the list of saints that we will read later in the service, my guess is that if we asked the families, next to each of these names, there would be a favorite dish or two: pumpkin pie, barbecued ribs, homemade stroganoff. Who knows what that dish would be for each person, but I imagine that you yourself in your own life can think of a meal that stirs a memory of love. Such it is for Christians who come to the table. Here in this place, we remember with a simple sampling of bread and a sip of juice. We remember the love of God revealed in the body and blood of Jesus Christ. All who long to know God's love in this place and this time are welcome to share in communion with us this morning. We'll prepare for the Lord's Supper by singing "This is the Day of New Beginnings," number 518, verses 1, 2, and 4. As we come to the table, we come to a place of new beginnings, a place where our sins are forgiven, a place where the simple act of taking bread and cup is transformed so that taking into ourselves, we actually receive the living presence of Jesus Christ. At this table of new beginnings, we remember what is old and hope for what is yet to be. We recall the night when Jesus met with his friends in the upper room. While they were there, he blessed bread and broke it and gave it to them and to us, saying, "This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the new covenant in my blood poured out for you." Each time we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim the Lord's life, we acknowledge his death, and we celebrate his resurrection until he comes again. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Let us pray.
Lord, on this day, we celebrate All Saints Sunday, remembering and honoring those who have gone before. We also remember that you gave the ultimate gift when you allowed your Son to die for us. Each time we take this bread and this cup, we symbolically understand that we have an obligation, that because he gave his life, we are to live in harmony with you and with the rest of the world. Let us be the saints of those who have not heard of you before. Amen.
Thank you.
All of our days and all that we have are gifts from our Lord. We will now return a portion of those gifts with our tithes and offerings and prayer cards. The diaconate will now wait upon us.
While our offering is being gathered, Debbie brings a word from the Mission Commission.
The theme of this year's budget is Live Generously. And the Mission Commission could not do our job without the generous contributions of time, resources, and talent and prayers of this congregation. We focus on global and local outreach, and you guys help us to do that. As disciples of Christ, we are a movement for wholeness in a fragmented world. And this congregation has always been a tithing congregation and gives 10% of the annual budget to the Disciples Mission Fund. And we also do special day offerings for Reconciliation, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Week of Compassion, Easter, and Pentecost. And our budget takes care of, Mission Disciples Fund, and we give money to each month to, to the interfaith, and we also we do the crop walk and the Week of Compassion are geared toward ending hunger, aiding those in need, or responding to disaster. First Christian Church has been very supportive of these events, and that helps people locally and around the world. And that is not actually part of our budget; it just comes from the generosity of your hearts. The Mission Commission plans special events to help develop awareness of local, regional, national, and world concerns and provide opportunities for the congregation to participate and make a difference in the world, in ending racism and other local and world concerns. We also work with other churches, clubs, and groups involved in meeting the needs of the most vulnerable in our community, the young, the elderly, those who are abused, the homeless, those with mental illness or special needs, etc. We strive to be informed about needs in the community and to relay that information so we can provide resources to help meet some of those needs. We have served in the last year over 6,000 lunches to people in need. And those are the ones just we do on Saturday. It does not count the ones that we serve that we take to Casper Youth for Christ that they serve out. We also do the Fleece Blanket Project, the Week of Compassion, and the crop walk, and none of those events are not part of our budget. That just comes from your generosity. We've made so far 479 blankets, and we anticipate we'll have made over 500 blankets by the end of the year, and that's for in the last 2 years. We also collect and continue to collect warm clothing and hygiene items for our less fortunate brothers and sisters in Christ, and we provide treats to the Youth Crisis Center and provide meals once a month to the Gasper Youth for Christ. And we only ask for another $100 in our budget this year, and that goes to the Wyoming Interfaith Network, which helps work on racism and poverty. So we just really want to thank you and for all that you do. Thank you.
We bring our gifts, acknowledging your generosity and love. Please take these offerings and use them in your service through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The scripture today is Revelation 21, 1 through 4, and it's on the page 259 of the New Testament in your Bibles. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw a holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them, and they will be his peoples, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away."
Our next reading of scripture this morning comes from the Gospel according to Matthew. It's the beginning of the Sermon on the Mount. Matthew 5, Jesus is speaking. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you, choir, for that message in music, that we may ask God to make us servants. Will you pray with me? Oh Lord, we give thanks for the living word, your Son, Jesus Christ. We give thanks for the words of Scripture, for stories of prophets who have gone long before, for saints of the early church. Lord, we thank you for your word, which challenges us when we become too comfortable and comforts us when we are afflicted. Speak now, O God, for your people are listening. Bless the words of my mouth and the meditations of each of our hearts, that they may be acceptable in your sight, Holy One, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. A glorious image of heaven is given to us in the book of Revelation. The verses we heard this morning speak of the saints, clothed in white, bowing at the throne, praising God, and hearing those great words of comfort that even death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will pass, for God himself has chosen to dwell with us. Such is the good news of salvation in Jesus Christ, that God's own self has chosen to come and live among us. What a miracle that seems, that ordinary everyday people, imperfect people like you and me, can actually have a relationship with the divine one who made all that is and all that will be. It's an appropriate reminder for us on All Saints Sunday to think of the nearness of God and to ponder the love of God for ordinary, messed up folks. Oftentimes, when we speak of saints, we think of those who are most perfect and most holy, who live lives that in fact give evidence to the presence of miracles. In its broadest sense, the word saint actually applies to every member of the church, to every person who walks with Christ, to everyone who is in relation with God. To be a saint is not so much to be holy as it is to seek the Holy One. A saint is someone who loves God. Ultimately, a saint is someone who is loved by God. So, my friends, that means you. That means me. Now, if someone were to call me a saint, I would refer them to my husband, Charles, for a reality check. He knows the ins and outs of daily life with the person that usually you get to see at her best on Sunday morning. He knows what I'm like on Saturday night or Thursday afternoon. Or Tuesday at 10 a.m. when he's hard at work and I'm taking my day off, pulling weeds in the backyard. I don't look very saintly then. But that's the beautiful thing about saints, you see. Saints are actually everyday people. Perhaps that's part of what's behind Jesus's beginning the Sermon on the Mount with what we refer to as the Beatitudes, a list of eight attributes that carry with them blessing. Now, it's really not so much a to-do list. You want to be a saint? Okay, live like the Beatitudes, check, check. No, it's more actually a promise of comfort, that when you experience these things in your life, you are blessed. Some translations say happy. Happy are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Happy are those who mourn. Isn't that oxymoronic? Just kind of a contradiction in terms, it seems. For we think in worldly ways. To be blessed or to be happy, surely that means your life is great. And the world would tell us that great are the powerful. But Jesus says, blessed are the meek. The world tells us, great are those who have it all figured out. And yet, as people of faith, blessed are we when we know how much we don't know and we seek after God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The world says, great are those who've got everything they want. Great are those who are strong or rich or beautiful or smart. Great are those who have their act all together. Jesus says, blessed are the outsiders, the lonely, the lost, the leftovers. Blessed are the saints. The everyday people who have mud on their boots, who might wear a three-piece suit to work, but somehow that necktie always ends up being crooked. Blessed are those who aren't perfect yet. And the only thing perfect about them is their self-awareness that leads them to strive to be closer to God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, the ones who know how much they don't have and how much they need God. Blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who loved someone so much that when that person dies, they are bereft, not just for a few minutes, but for many seasons of life. Blessed are those who love so much that it's possible for their hearts to break. For those are the people that God chooses to come and sit next to. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. They will find that they are in the presence of God. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. The world tells us, great are you if your table is stacked full of food, you're rich and fat and happy. Jesus says, blessed are you when you have a crumb of bread that you can share with someone else who's even hungrier than you are, for then you know the joy of what it is like to feed someone or offer a cup of water in the name of Christ. Blessed are you when you're hungry, Jesus, you must be crazy. And yet when we hunger and thirst for the presence of God, we are blessed, for we will be satisfied. Blessed are the pure in heart. Surely that doesn't apply in the eyes of the world. For the world says, great are those who get to be the CEO of a multinational conglomerate. And surely if you're going to climb the ladder that high, you have to step on someone along the way. There might not be much pure about you. And yet, if your heart is pure, no matter your position in the world, as the head of a business or an entry-level clerk, as a ditch digger or a construction company guru, as a teacher or a student, if your heart is pure enough to be open to God's love, you are blessed in ways the world cannot even fathom. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Every corner of the world has the potential to become a sanctuary. Yes, there are sanctuaries graced with stained glass and beautiful hymns, but there are other holy places in this world. The coffee shop where a stranger is welcomed as a friend. The hillside retreat where mountains are decked with blowing pine trees, whispering the praises of God. The workplace, the classroom, the home, where wisdom and peace are shared openly. Those who are pure enough in heart to want to see God will see God in all the sanctuaries of the world, even those on street corners. Every life has the potential to be a saint, someone who is holy for the longing that is within you. Blessed are the everyday saints who have full-time jobs, who might not look holy in the eyes of the world, and yet see God in glimpses around every corner. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. In Sunday school this morning, Dan Cooey shared the story of Jonah, who God called to go to Nineveh to preach to an evil city. Dan said he was struggling to find a modern-day equivalent, and he realized to be Jonah would be called to go to the head of North Korea to proclaim God's love and ask a repentance, a turning away from violence. Blessed are the peacemakers, indeed. Blessed are those who prevent nuclear war, and blessed are those who, by calm presence, can still a family squabble and keep it from escalating. Blessed are those who drive a school bus and make peace among students who aren't sure how to get along on the way to class. Blessed are those who make peace in their own heart with the past sin and brokenness of their own life. They will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil falsely against you on my account. I wonder if there was someone in the crowd that day listening to Jesus' sermon there on the mountain on the side of the Sea of Galilee, that when he started calling people blessed for being persecuted, I wonder if there was someone in that crowd who wanted a minute's rebuttal to say, "You must be crazy. What is there to be happy about to be persecuted? What in that is a blessing?" It's helpful to remember that this listing of Jesus, as much as it is a call to action, a guide for a saintly living, it is also the reassurance of God's presence already with you. If you have ever felt persecuted or wronged, if you have ever been in a situation that needed peace, if you have ever longed for things to be different, hungering and thirsting for a right way of life, you are blessed, for God was present in your life in those very moments. If this morning you find yourself mourning in a significant way or a small way, grieving for someone who was a saint to you, who has gone on to eternal rest, may you be comforted this day. May you indeed be blessed by the presence of God. Blessed are the saints who seek Christ, who screw up sometimes, who are loved by God. Blessed be the saints. Amen and amen. Libby and Kendall will come forward to light candles for us. This morning we will share in a litany of reading names of those who have passed away in the last year. Some of these friends were members of our congregation, some of whom who had been ill for a while and not able to be in worship for many years. There are others on the list who are beloved by members and friends of the church, a grandfather, a grandson, an aunt, a child, a husband. Each name that we read is offered as a prayer, giving thanks to God for the life of that person, acknowledging their full humanity, remembering the times that they may have been less than perfect, but remembering that we were blessed for having them in our world. We honor these saints in an attitude of prayer. O God, we give you thanks for the lives of those who have gone before. We name before you this day: Marcia Louise Marlin,
Boyd Hall,
Maxine Jarish,
Nora Webster.
Warren Wallace.
Maurice Morton.
Frank Kettlewell.
Sandy Hovander.
William Ristler.
Amber Rose Mestis.
Jane Kidney Medved.
Timothy Grant Klinker.
Matthew Charles Trot.
Lillian Decker.
Robert Riedel.
Travis Heitrich.
Lynette Weber.
David Hensley.
Dorothy Jones.
Shirley Volker.
Dorothy Sprague.
Floyd Hawley.
Marge Haas.
Sharon Joy Bridgman.
Evelyn DeBoard.
Justin Stokes.
And we light one additional candle for others who have gone in this year. Let us pray. O God of light, we thank you for the ways in which your light shines through the lives of saints. We thank you for saints young and old, wise and foolish, sure-footed and hard-headed, open-hearted, longing to be generous. We thank you for saints who strive to know you, and for those who don't yet know what they don't know. We thank you, God, for saints and sinners alike, imperfect everyday people in whom your glory dwells. Gracious Lord, we thank you for each life remembered and honored this day. We pray that the light of love which they shared will continue to glow in the lives of those who knew them. Like the sound of a chime fading slowly over time, we are blessed by the reverberation of the lives of those we have lost, but lost not for all time, only for a short time. We thank you, Christ, that through your salvation, the promise of eternal life awaits us, when we will be reunited with you and with those who have gone before, when we too shall gather robed in white at the throne of the Lamb to know your presence, O God, your very dwelling with us, when you shall wipe away all tears from our eyes. Then we shall know indeed, blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. In your precious name we pray. Amen. Our hymn of invitation today is For All the Saints. And as we sing, we invite those who are looking for a church home to join us here at First Christian. For those who are longing to have a closer walk with God, we encourage you to open your heart to the very presence of Jesus Christ. Would you stand as we sing together number 637? If you are here today in memory of someone who has gone before, if we read a name that means a great deal to you and lit a candle, you are welcome to come and take that candle home with you and to continue to light it in your own home as you pray for that person that you love, that person who blessed you. There is a time of fellowship and refreshments waiting downstairs in Fellowship Hall. All are invited, and I remind those who are working with Michelle on the night in Bethlehem to stay for just a brief meeting downstairs in Fellowship Hall. If all hearts and minds are clear, let us pray. For all the saints who from their labors rest, O Lord, we pray they will be eternally blessed. For all the saints who have work yet to do, Holy God, we ask strength that we might be true to you. Bless now with peace your saints, imperfect as we are, to go forth to bear the light of Christ into the world, to be the people you would have us become. In Jesus' name, amen.